All right, guys, I've got a quiz for you today. Smash like if you love quizzes. I like quizzes, actually. So if you have a quiz for me, let me know. And I would be happy to take your quiz. Okay, so if I ask you, how much does it cost to live in your country? What would be the correct response? It's depend or it depends? It's depend? Dog has the answer. What's the answer, dog? I don't think he knows. What's the right answer? I'll give you 1 second. Your time's up. All right, the correct answer is it depends. Okay? So this is a very common mistake all around the world. When people are learning English, you know, when they're beginner English students, or even if they're pretty, you know, intermediate, I would say, they make this mistake. It's very common. Okay. They're putting the S in the wrong place. The S should come on the word depends, not on the word it's. Okay, so it depends. Okay, now it's the same for the word that. Okay, if you say that depends, or a lot of people make the mistake and say that's depend. You know, how much does it cost to live in your city? You could say, If you wanted to make a mistake, you could say that's depend on which area you live, right? You know, this is a very common a phrase to use, because so much of the time when you're speaking, you need to use this phrase. It depends, right? If I ask you, you know, what do you like to eat? Guys, there's some people over here. I better jump across this brook. I hate making videos when there are people around. But look at this. I'm kind of like in a nice, quiet spot here. Wow, this is beautiful, guys. Look at that. Isn't that amazing? Should I hop across this creek? I think the people are gone. All right, we got a clear path up ahead here. Okay, so if I ask you, do you prefer chicken or fish? You could say, well, it depends on how you cook it, right? I mean, maybe there's one chicken dish that you really love, and maybe a fish dish that you hate. Or maybe there's a fish dish that you love and a chicken dish that you hate. So it depends on how you cook the meat, right? Guys, there's some bugs around here. Try not to get eaten alive by mosquitoes. All right, so you cannot say that's depend. Okay, now the second thing I want to tell you is the preposition is on, okay? So it depends on, or that depends on. It's not of. A lot of people also make that mistake. They say, that depends of. You know, how much does it cost to live in your country? Well, that depends on which city you live in, and which kind of, you want a big apartment? Do you want a house? Do you want a small little place? What do you want? It depends. Right, guys, I think there's some rowdy teenagers up ahead here. I'm gonna avoid the rowdy teenagers by crossing this brook. Put some space between me and the rowdy teenagers. So if you're not sure about something and you want further information, then you can say, well, it depends. Okay, Now you have two choices here. Okay. You have those rowdy teenagers, guys. Well, guys, back over the brook. Yes, I successfully crossed the brook. You have two options. You can either say the sentence, "It depends." That's a perfectly fine sentence. Period, right? You have the subject and you have the verb. That's all you need in a sentence. You don't need other words. Sentences can be very short, okay? So if you want to think a little bit, you could say, "It depends." If you want to live in a nice area, it's going to be more expensive. If you want to live near the beach, it's going to be more expensive. If you want to live outside the city a little bit, it's going to be cheaper, right? So there you start with the sentence, "It depends," or "That depends." Okay? That's great. Perfectly fine. Now, if you want to add to that same sentence, then you need the preposition "on." Okay, so it depends on, where you want to live. Or if you ask me, "Mark, what do you prefer? Do you prefer beef or chicken?" I might say, "That depends on how it's cooked." Okay? So remember, the preposition is "on." And you can never, ever say, "That's depend," or "It's depend." They're wrong. They're always wrong. Okay? But I see that mistake so often that I just wanted to make a video about this. Okay? Yeah, it sounds like there's some more rowdy teenagers up ahead here. The word "rowdy" means kind of loud and, kind of active. They're moving around. They're almost kind of unpredictable, right? They're kind of causing a nuisance, or basically the word "loud." Think about that. If someone's rowdy, loud, and kind of uncontrolled. So when that dog is rowdy. When a group of teenagers get together, they're often loud and kind of uncontrolled. You can describe them as rowdy. Okay. So guys, do you make that mistake? Have you ever made that mistake? Okay. Now, there's another thing I should mention here. It's not that important. There's another word that's similar to "depends," and that is "dependent." Oh. They're hiding behind that fence, guys. Yeah, it's like a big party here. It's like a big backyard party, guys. Look at that. Wonder why they didn't invite me to the party. I'm not happy about that. Would you invite me to your party if you had a backyard party? I hope you would invite me to your party. All right, guys, so there's another word, and that word is "dependent." Okay, so if you use that word, you can say, "It's dependent on whether you live near the beach or not." Okay? So let me make that full sentence. Okay, if I ask you, "Is it expensive to live in your city?" You can reply, "It's dependent on," "it" means "it is," right? "It is dependent on whether you want to live near the beach." Okay, maybe the beachfront property is the most expensive. Maybe it's cheaper the further away from the beach you get, right? A lot of places are like that. Okay, now, the reason I said it's not that important is because we don't really use that word that much in normally. Like, it's kind of a longer way to say the same thing, right? I could say it's dependent on, you know, or I could just say it depends on, right? It's easier and faster to say it depends on. All right, so we usually don't use that word. It's dependent on, you know. In English, we choose the short way more often. That's why we don't say it is, we say it's. Right? It's a nice day out here. Right? It would be unnatural for me to say it is a nice day out here. Here's some dogs barking over there, guys. Oh, there's some nice ducks swimming in the canal. Okay, so I wouldn't say it is a nice day. That is a nice tree. No, I'd say that's a nice tree. It's a nice tree. Right, so we use short ways of saying things as much as possible. That's how natural, that's how native English speakers speak. And that's natural English. Okay, so just remember, if you're going to use the word depend, then it has to have an S if you're going to say it depends or that depends. Now, both of those mean the same thing, it or that, right? You can use both. You could say, if I ask you, do you prefer summer or winter? You could say that depends. Or it depends. And then you can keep talking. Start a new sentence, right? Maybe you could say, there's certain things I like about winter. I like skiing. I like the snow. But in the summer, I love going to the lake, going camping. So it's hard to decide. It depends on my mood. You know, you could say something like that, right? Look at that nice sunset, guys. Right over the bridge. Maybe I should take a picture of that and post it on Instagram. Hey, if you're not following me on Instagram, I'll take a shot right here and I'll post it on Instagram. But just search for Mad English TV on Instagram. Thank you for all my followers. Well, guys, that's really it. That's all I have to say in this video. So, just a quick tip, remember to move the S. It's not it's depend, it depends on. Or if you want to end the sentence, you can just say it depends, period. Okay, so that's your quick tip. As always, I love you guys so much. Thank you for always watching my videos. Thank you for always smashing like and for leaving nice comments. I really appreciate it. So guys, from beautiful Alberta, Canada here, I'll bid you farewell. Hope you're staying safe and happy. And as always, I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.